for allowing us to be here on their land today. I'd also like to read something that I was asked to read by Lori Rogers. It says, "It is with great sadness that I'm unable to attend Lisa's vigil today due to work constraints, but I will pray for Lisa and also pray that her spirit is now able to rest with ease. Although I never had the opportunity to meet or know Lisa personally, from what I understand, she was a compassionate lady that dedicated some of her time helping others, something the selfish world we live in could always use more of, humanity. I find it disheartening that this type of violence and sheer utter disrespect continues to go on with our life givers, and that the society we live in seems to neglect our concern over such tragedies. Lisa was a human being, no matter what life she chose to live or how she chose to live it. And no one, absolutely no one, deserves to leave Mother Earth the way that she did. I will pray that Lisa and her loved ones are given the justice they rightfully deserve, and that the persons responsible for this atrocity be held accountable for the fullest extent of their inhumane actions towards her. Lisa, wherever your spirit may be now, we pray that you now will be at peace, and we will continue to fight for the justice you deserve. May the Creator bless you and keep you safe from harm now." That was from Lori Rogers. I was going to do a long drawn-out speech here today, but I'm really very upset again at this unfortunate loss of another sister of ours from the downtown Eastside community. My friend Bernie and I co-founded the Walk for Justice a little over 2 years ago, and we took many steps to walk in honor of all the missing and murdered women, not only in the downtown Eastside, but the Highway of Tears all across British Columbia and Canada. And it seems like all the work that we've done for the last couple of years, we've raised a lot of awareness and we've created a lot of awareness throughout this country. And the sad thing about it is that there's nothing being done about it. And now Lisa, our sister, is gone. How many more is it going to take? We work so hard to try to gather our communities together, and everybody comes down on the downtown east side, and I see all you beautiful people here work, live, and breathe the downtown east side. You all look decent to me. Why can't the rest of the world see that? It pains me to see that we have so many different levels of government, judicial system, policing, forces that want to keep us oppressed down here. Lisa made people smile when she was volunteering her time down here. She was appreciative of the services that were offered to her, so she volunteered her time in that stead. That's what a lot of the women do down here. A lot of these women and men come from upper class societies, and they're their throwaways that come down here to the downtown east side, and they try to look after themselves the best way they can. The reason they leave those societies is because there's been some damage done somewhere, there's been violence done in their lives, and where else are they going to go but to find another family who's going to look after them? Just finished another trip from Prince Rupert, from Vancouver to Prince Rupert, Walk for Justice, to honor the women that from the Highway of Tears, and try to combine all of our efforts at a national level for all the missing and murdered women. And right now, it's sad to say that our numbers are climbing drastically. Our women are getting raped on the streets. Our children are getting raped on the streets. And nobody's doing anything. The youngest girl we've heard of in the last 2 weeks was 6 years old. When are we women going to say that's enough? When are we going to take our power back and look after our children? When are we going to start working with our men so that we can work together? Be a common body together? We can't say it loud enough. We need justice. We need respect for women. Thank you.
Women's warrior stuff? Hey!